On the KSRO live line, North Bay Congressman Jared Huffman. Congressman Huffman, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Are you concerned about the numbing of America after the president's rally last night?
I'm glad you led with that, Pat. I'm deeply concerned about it. And I struggle with this constantly because obviously there's an important work for the people of this country that needs to get done. We've got to stay focused. Today we're going to be voting on a minimum wage increase to $15. It's long overdue. And there's a whole bunch of other things that happen every week, every day. But we can't lose sight of these outrages that keep being thrown into our political dialogue, because if we normalize things like telling second-generation immigrants and even first-generation immigrants that if they disagree with you or say something you don't like, they should go home to their country. Or yesterday, even impugning a member of the United States Congress by suggesting that there are rumors about incest about them. The president is taking us to these terribly low levels of discourse, as some of which are deeply racist and violent, and he's throwing gasoline on a fire that's really dangerous. This has some eerie echoes, and, you know, one always has to be careful about these historic references, but it has some eerie echoes to the way Adolf Hitler consolidated power and some of the rallies that you saw in advance of the Reichstag fire in Germany and Kristallnacht. I don't want to assume that our country is somehow incapable of going there. I think there's an ugliness in humanity that we've got to always be very vigilant about, and Donald Trump doesn't seem to care. He wants to throw gasoline on that same fire.
As regular, everyday Americans, how do we stem this tide?
Well, obviously, the election is critically important. If you hate this kind of stuff, if you want to make a statement, be part of a huge wave in 2020 that delivers Donald Trump the worst electoral defeat the country's ever seen. It's possible that we could do that. In the meantime, make sure that your current elected representatives know how you feel. Tell them what you want to see. Now, maybe you think that impeachment is a form of accountability that is overdue and needs to be pursued. I happen to believe that. But maybe you think there's other strategies and other ways in which we can raise our voices and make sure we don't normalize, acquiesce, or accept of this stuff happening in the name of our country.
The president cheered quite a bit last night on about the House vote on impeachment. Were you surprised by the vote?
He's going to do that. He would cheer if there was no vote on impeachment. If there was a vote that he can spin as a win for him, he would obviously do that. So, you know, this is an issue he's just going to double and triple down on. If Democrats don't pursue an impeachment inquiry, he's going to call that vindication. If we pursue one and it doesn't result in articles of impeachment or in a vote, he'll say that same thing. If we impeach him and it goes to the Senate and they don't remove him from office, he'll say the same thing. So let's just not be surprised. We know, fairly predictably what this president is going to do and say at this point. But let's just think about what the right thing to do is.
Back to the minimum wage for a moment and the people's work. Where do we stand with that $15 an hour wage?
I think it's going to pass. I think it'll be a close vote. But it's important. Now, minimum wage increases have historically had a fair amount of bipartisan support because it really resonates across party lines and geographic lines. So it's going to be very interesting to watch the vote today and see, you know, how it comes together.
And if the vote goes in the yay category for raising the minimum wage, at what point would that take effect?
I believe it would take effect January 1st. I need to double check that, Pat.
Okay, very good. Very good. Well, always appreciate talking politics, talking the people's work, and also talking about philosophy this morning. Thanks for being here, Congressman
Thanks
Huffman.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate that.